So today, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to continue the homily of last weekend, speaking again about the dating challenge, but really in connection with these beautiful readings, today we hear the gospel that Jesus, he sees all of these people following him, and he takes them up on a mountain, and he begins the Sermon on the Mount. And what is the whole point of the Sermon on the Mount? Well, the whole point of the Sermon on the Mount is to really teach us how, as Christians, we are called to live in the world. And not just how we are called to live in the world, but that also we are called to live in the world in a different way. And I don't know if we always catch on to that subtlety, because a lot of times, as Christians, it's very easy for us to live as the world lives. And my dear brothers and sisters, you and I were not called for that. We're not to live as the world lives. We're not to think the way the world thinks. You and I are different because of our baptism. We are different. Therefore, we are called to live differently. And for far too long, we have lived very much as, you know, underground Catholics and Christians, because as we have seen in the world, that being a Christian, being Catholic, is not an in vogue thing. In many cases, we hide it. We're afraid to live it. And yes, we're okay in these four walls, but outside of these four walls is different, because the world will look at me like I have two heads. But that right there, my dear brothers and sisters, is why the world doesn't change. And we spend a lot of time, and it's very true, we spend a lot of time shaking our head at the TV and thinking, how can things be this way? And how can it get that bad? And why is it this way? Well, my dear brothers and sisters, it's this way because the world does not see Christians living differently. It's this way because you and I are falling asleep on the job. And we expect somebody else to do it. That's why the world doesn't change. But it's easier for us to shake our heads and say, oh, what a pity, what a pity, how sad. But my dear brothers and sisters, the change starts with us. The world is waiting to see people who live the Beatitudes. The world is waiting to see people who are poor in spirit. People who know that they need God, that without God, their lives are lost. Do we live that way? Or do we fall into the trap of everything else becomes more important than God? Well then, my dear brothers and sisters, no. The world isn't going to change because it doesn't see people who live poor in spirit. And nobody else is going to do it, because it starts with us. And that's why it's so important, as we've been saying since last week, That's why the sacrament of marriage and the way we live our vocations of marriage in this world is so essential. Because the world is in a very big confusion about marriage. And instead of feeding into that confusion, you and I are called to live our marriages differently than the world. We're called to stand up for the way God has created and intended marriage to be. It's us that are going to do it. So that means, my dear brothers and sisters, that we have to live the sacrament of our marriage and live it well, not perfectly. We make a wrong assumption that well means perfectly. And that's why I love the reading from St. Paul. God doesn't call the most perfect people. And that's a great comfort to myself too. Because I tell you, as a priest and pastor, there are a lot of people much better equipped for this job. But God didn't call a lot of other people. God called me. Sorry. God put in your vocation, God put you together in marriage. And a lot of times we can think, I did it. I found the perfect woman. I found the perfect man. It was because of me that my spouse married me. Forget about it. Don't think so highly of yourself, please. It was because God wants to do great things with you. God put you together not because you were perfect, but because he wants to make of your marriage a sacrament. In other words, a sign. A sign of the fidelity and faithfulness of God. A sign of the truth. That is what the world needs. It does not need us feeding into the confusion and feeding into all of the feelings and the wrong things. Feeding into the frenzy. We weren't called to feed into the frenzy. We were called to live out who we are. And that, my dear brothers and sisters, takes a lot of courage. Because it means that we are open to being ridiculed, to being made fun of, to being persecuted, to being despised, to being looked at like we have two heads. Because the world will ask, why aren't you doing what everyone else does? My mother always said, I used to say, I want to do what everybody else is doing. And because we were from the East Coast, she would say to me, and if everybody jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you jump off with them too? Oh, no. Well, it's the same thing for us. Probably your parents used the name of a bridge that you knew of that from your hometown. I'm sure it's not some new saying. Just because the world does it does not make it right. Just because the world thinks it doesn't make it right. Just because the news tells you, Lord God, for sure, doesn't make it right. Whew, God spare us from the news. Lord, help us. Anyway, I digress. But my dear brothers and sisters, what is right is what you and I received in our baptism, which is that we are sons and daughters of God. And we are meant to live as sons and daughters of God in the vocations that God calls us to. And so we have this beautiful opportunity in the parish through this, for married couples, the dating challenge, as I've said, and as you've probably seen, has gone out on different modes of communication. For the month of February, March, and April, I'm going to invite you to go out on a date. During that date, please take a picture. You can send it to us through our social media and through our email. And you can be entered to win a $125 gift certificate to Sunny Lubick's, which will be drawn on the first Sunday of May, which I'm pretty sure is May 2nd. But this, the purpose of this is not the dating challenge. You know, it's not to take pictures and put it on our, that's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to help, is to remind the importance of strengthening your marriage, of helping you live out the sacrament together. And sometimes life gets in the way, things get busy, life gets crazy, and we can forget about the importance of keeping the love alive in our marriage. And those are good opportunities. Really, the best rule of thumb is that married couples should have a date night once a week, no matter how long you've been married. That's the rule. That's the big rule of thumb. Once a week at least. Everybody looks at me like, oh, Father, you don't know I've got kids. You know what, it would be so hard. I understand. That's the best rule of thumb is once a week. Sometimes that's not possible. But at least with this, we make it a little fun. I get to challenge you. We're saying once a month, but this is a good opportunity for us to, in general, have a reminder of the importance of our marriages and of keeping things fresh. So, my dear brothers and sisters, your marriages matter. The marriages in this parish are important. The vocations of this parish are important because the world is waiting to see Christians, especially the way we live that Christianity in our life. And so today, as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that he may give us the strength to live out the call that we have received. Let us stand and profess our faith.